Welcome to Open Mic on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio, broadcasting live from our Round Mountain studio. Welcome, welcome. I'm Mike McNamara, going to be your host the next hour, playing you some great music. Got a great lineup this week. Let's see here, we've got some John Gorka, recently released a new album. We've got Anna Tivel. We've got Ordinary Elephant. You may not be familiar with them, but they're a great duo band. I've got some John Craigie and some Beth Woods. So sit back and enjoy some great music. I want to kick off this program with a tribute to a singer-songwriter you may not be familiar with. His name is Ben Bochner. Unfortunately, we lost Ben about a week and a half ago. He was only 61. I'd heard about Ben through some other singer-songwriters. He just wrote great, great songs. So I'm going to start off with a song of him performing a song he wrote called Unknown Blessings. And then I'm going to play a song he wrote called Big League Dreams, which was recorded by David Jacob Strain. I'm going to play a cut that is off David Jacob Strain's live album. But it's a great song. It's a song about baseball. Ben Bochner was originally from Chicago, loved the Cubs, so you'll hear references to that in Big League Dreams. Ben lived in Eugene, Oregon for about 30 years, and that's where he, believe he not only wrote songs, but he wrote literary pieces too. He was quite a talented person, Ben Bochner. So let's start with him performing Unknown Blessings.
Oh, the stars above us twinkle. Yeah, they put on quite a show. They say the light that meets our eyes today was born a million years ago. And it spells out quite a story in strands of DNA. The same spark that birthed the universe born in us today. And they're already on their way, already on their way. Give thanks for unknown blessings, already on their way, already on their way, already on their way. Give thanks for unknown blessings already on their way. Well, now this world is a funhouse mirror. Sometimes you feel just like a clown. Everything's distorted. Everything seems upside down, and the truth, it just gets twisted like a rope that's torn and frayed. So you feel like you can't hold on no more, till you just might slip away. And they're already on their way, already on their way. Give thanks for unknown blessings already on their way, already on their way, already on their way. Give thanks for unknown blessings already on their way. Well, now history is a spiral. Sometimes it's hard to see. Through the smoke and the blood and the tear gas, and it's a path of victory. Oh, it's a crooked road we walk upon, strung with miracles on the way. And like raindrops to the ocean,
make it there someday. And we're already on our way, already on our way. Give thanks for unknown blessings, already on their way.
Johnny grew up in a minor league town. It was a minor league town all the way. It was his daddy who told him about a place called Wrigley Field. He said, son, I believe you're gonna make it there someday. And he told him of the great Billy Williams. And he told him of the great Ernie Banks. And he taught him how to wait on a breaking ball and how to stare a pitcher down. He gave Johnny big league dreams in a minor league town. And that Johnny kid, he could play. He could hit from both sides of the plate. He had the quickest first step anybody'd ever seen. And when the scouts came to the house, he was quiet as a mouse. He signed for the minimum, and they sent him to Eugene, Oregon. And it was there he found out what the game is all about. You know, Class A ball can have its ups and downs. And seasons turn to years, and years become careers. And Johnny played infield and outfield. Sometimes he'd even catch. But in the back of his mind, he could see those Wrigley Field vines. He never lost his big league dream.
Big league dreams in a minor league town.
And the call came through one day. They wanted him up in Double A, the Lansing Lugnuts of the Midwest League. Johnny kissed goodbye the Eugene rain. He was on the very next plane. He told his new roommate, he said, I always liked Michigan State. You can almost see Sears Tower from the pitcher's mound. His roommate laughed and patted him on the back. He knew about big league dreams.
Big league dreams in a minor league town. Big league dreams in a minor league town.
They say good things come to those who wait. From the old to the young, the game is passed down. The the north side in one since 1908 and go ask them about big league dreams. And the call finally came. It was in the heat of a pennant race, and they were looking for fresh legs to carry them down the stretch. And Johnny couldn't believe his luck, and he drove all night in his pickup truck. And he went straight to Addison and Clark just to take a look around. And looking down the Walk of Fame, he thought he heard his father call his name. It was just one of them dreams. And the day that Johnny arrived, the Cubs were playing the Tribe, and they were up 6-5. It was the top of the ninth inning when the manager made his move. With the pitcher due up next, he put Johnny in to play left. He said, "Don't worry, kid, just do what old Billy Williams done." And that first pitch, it was a long, hard drive, and Johnny raced back and disappeared into the vines. But when he hit the wall, the crowd groaned at the terrible sound. In the back of the ambulance, he was clinging to consciousness and that big league dream. And at first it was touch and go, but Johnny pulled through like a pro. Of course, after the surgery, he never really was the same. But he'd earned all Cubs fans' love, 'cause that ball had stayed in his glove. And the Cubbies had gone home winners, at least for one game. Said good things come to those who wait. From the old to the young, the game is passed down. The north side in one since 1908 and go ask them about believing dreams in a minor league town. Playing days were through, but Johnny knew just what he wanted to do. And he told the general manager to send him all the way back down. And so you'll find him there today. He's working with the kids in Single A. And he's teaching big league dreams in a minor league town. Big league dreams in a minor league town. Big league dreams.
You're listening to Open Mic on KKRN Community Radio. Thanks for tuning in. So that was David Jacob Strain doing a Ben Bochner tune called Big League Dreams. A great storytelling song there. As I mentioned at the start of the show, we lost Ben Bochner earlier this month, unfortunately. And he was a great singer-songwriter from Eugene, Oregon. So let's move into some more music here. I wanted to play some John Gorka, because John Gorka, I just love his music, and he's got a new album out. He actually came out with an album, I think the first of the year, and it is called True in Time, and this is going to be a song off that album called Nazarene Guitar. John Gorka doing Nazarene Guitar.
The cool people had a meeting, decided that I wasn't one of them. So I took my Nazarene guitar, playing all the way to Bethlehem, where some kind people took me in before I even found that I was lost. Oh, my mind moves slowly, north side covered with moss. Nazarene guitar, South Mountain star. Roads can scar and heal, words can heal and scar. Oh, but love lasts longer, love is stronger than steel. There's music in the valley, sounds of how it feels. They welcomed me, front door key to my dreams. Oh, the young and the poor, tend to see the lower extremes. I listened in the wings, filling with sounds that were true. It seems I was given more than I was due. Nazarene guitar, South Mountain star. Goats can scar and heal, words can heal and scar. Oh, but love lasts longer, love is stronger than steel. There's music in the valley, sounds of how it feels. Could be one of them. So I took my Nazarene guitar and played it all the way from Bethlehem. I miss those hills, kept watch on me and my friends. Mostly it's the faces with me till the end. Though I slouched away, they'll be with me till the end.
I'm
time, there's no time.
Bottles in the yard, never steal my mind again. Like old ties and companions, just sitting on the fence. The tunes we've carried through the years will change, and man, that's just enough to keep these ghosts around. Those haunted few. But old ties and companions, you and I were just passing through. Thank you. 100,000 miles of lonely track, holding back tomorrow. Someday I'll hop along and then ride it home. But old ties and companions, we never leave alone. So old man, give me endless time, never let these ties sever. Heaven knows in all this fooling around, these times won't last forever after all.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to Open Mic on KKRN Community Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. So we finished up that set with Mandolin Orange. They're a duo out of North Carolina. Mandolin Orange is Andrew Marlin and Emily France. They just got a great sound, great songwriting. That was a song called Old Ties and Companions, which is off their Such Jubilee album. Came out in 2015. I believe they're working on a new album, so stay tuned for that. Mandolin Orange coming out with a new album. Before that, Ferris and Jason Romero. They're a duo also. Jason Romero is from California. I believe he's from Calusa. And in addition to being a great music duo, they make beautiful banjos, and they're based out of British Columbia. I believe Ferris Romero is from British Columbia, so they live up there. But they had, just a quick note, they had a fire in their shop, and so they've been out of commission for a couple years, and they're just getting back into doing music. That was a song called A Wander, I'll Stay, which is off their album of the same name, A Wander, I'll Stay, that came out in 2015. But I wanted to let you know they're working on a new album. It's just coming out. I believe you can pre-order it. It's going to be called Sweet Old Religion, Ferris and Jason Romero. They got a great duo sound, kind of like Gillian Welch and David Rawlings, and some great picking going on, too. Before that, someone else coming out with a new album, Anna Tivel, singer-songwriter from Oregon. That was a song called 1001, a live version of that, which is off her Before Machines album that came out in 2014. She's working on a new album called, it's going to be called Big Dreamer. She's actually doing a Kickstarter campaign. If you want to be part of that project, you can go on Kickstarter and help out. Anna Tivel, doing a new album called Big Dreamer. Okay, well, I got something special for you next. I was on a week-long trip to the desert. I went down to Joshua Tree and the Mojave Desert and came back through Death Valley. And I was stopped at basically a roadside rest in Death Valley and saw an interpretive sign that Stan Jones, if that name means anything to you, Stan Jones, the singer-songwriter who wrote Ghost Riders in the Sky, was actually a ranger at Death Valley back in the late 40s. And he wrote Ghost Riders in the Sky at the ranger station at Immigrant. And so that was where I was at. So I took pictures and I did some research. Ghost Riders in the Sky has been recorded by just about everybody you can imagine. But the interesting music trivia is that it was first recorded by Burl Ives in 1949. It was written in 1948 by Stan Jones. But Burl Ives made the first recording in 1949. And I'm going to play that version of the song. But the same year, it was also recorded by Bing Crosby and Peggy Lee. And then the version that got the most attention was by Vaughn Moore and his orchestra. And same year, 1949, that went to number one on the Billboard charts. But I wanted to play the first recording by Burl Ives doing Ghost Rider in the Sky, which was written by Stan Jones in Death Valley while he was a ranger with the National Park Service. So here we go, Burl Ives doing Ghost Rider in the Sky.
an old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, a-plowing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw. A ghost turned